I want everyone to know that the world is, in fact, a vampire. Welcome back to the Pickle Jar Podcast. We're with me, your host, T-Dill. Co-host today is actually Mia, Johnny's girlfriend.
You can refer to me as Beef Oven.
Okay, I'll do that the whole episode, Beef Oven. And the intern today, because the intern's out this week, family vacation or something stupid. We almost beat the kid for it. It's Johnny today.
His grandmother actually is on her deathbed.
Fuck that kid anyway.
Tom, it's your show. Wait, what show even is this?
I said it? Pickle Jar Podcast. You fucking need to listen.
I forgot. Post-nut.
Right, you're the fucking intern, dude. You need to be on point with everything, dude.
Post-nut clarity.
Fine. Yeah, you should Shouldn't be Claire be as fuck right now.
Wait, what is post-nut clarity then?
The world becomes clear.
You know everything. Yes.
I get post-nut fog.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I forget that where I am. Terrible. I forget where I am after I come.
Is that why you hit me?
Yeah, I think I'm.
I thought
I was being raped.
I'm calling the police. Jesus fucking Christ.
So what's on the show today?
My first story I got for everybody is I got pulled over, recently. I was drunk. Well, I wasn't drunk, but you know.
Lie!
I got pulled over.
So you got pulled over extremely sober at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I was fucking sober as a judge, right? So he pulled me over. He looked at me. He was like, what the fuck? Right, so I get out of my...
What is this sack of shit doing?
It's like license and registration. I said, here you go, asshole. And he comes back. He's like, I step out of the car. I was like, all right, fuck you too, bud. Get out, and he's decided to field sobriety test me. And there was 3 officers there for whatever reason. Like, I'm just one guy.
He was afraid of you.
Yeah, he was fucking shook as fuck, dude. So I'm there. I guess one other random officer and probably his commanding officer were there.
His boyfriend.
Yeah. So he sobriety tested me. Passed with flying colors because I'm a fucking animal. How the fuck can I fail one of those things?
Well, you were sober, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Of course you passed.
Yeah, I had to. Thank God he didn't make me say my ABCs backwards. I can't even do that.
I was actually taking
drunk.
I was
yeah, I can't do that drunk, let alone sober.
I was taking a piss the other day at work, and I was doing kind of okay because I was thinking about it. I was like, could I do that? Could I do the alphabet backwards?
You
I
can't.
Did okay.
Z, that's about it. Z Y W X.
What the fuck?
Z Y W.
It's X. Z Y X.
What?
Z-Y-X. That's why it's XYZ. Oh my God.
You
fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah. Did we both skip Z? Oh, wait, X. Oh my God. What did we miss?
You put W before X.
I have post nut fog.
It's been like
I have
minutes,
no excuse. Guy. So, yeah, then he said, you know, you pass your sobriety test, you're not getting arrested. I was like, yeah, I'm fine, bud. And he's like, well, I'm not going to let you drive. So then
you passed, but I'm not going to let you drive. Yeah. That makes no sense to me.
So I said, all right, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'll call an Uber. Well, just get one. So he said, I'm going to park your car for you. So this asshole had to park my car. So they just letting me do it. I was already in the parking lot. I literally had to pull up like fucking 10 feet.
If I was him, I would have changed all your mirrors.
That would have been hilarious. The thing is, I could throw a rock at the highway.
That sucks.
I would have been home. I just didn't know where I was. I don't drive in.
Because you were sober.
Post-nut fog. You didn't know where you were.
No, it was 3 in the morning. It was dark. I literally don't. I don't drive in this place.
Oh, wait, you didn't say why you got pulled over.
Oh, I was driving in the wrong lane.
Absolutely terrible.
It wasn't as bad as the guy said it was.
Sure.
It's as bad as we
So there was 4 lanes
was.
Like this, and I was like halfway in this lane like this, and I was still getting over.
You were in the middle of the road.
I couldn't see. You know, I thought it was the safest place.
They're yellow. Those lines are yellow for a reason.
I couldn't see them.
Were your lights on?
Yes.
Sure?
I don't know.
I would have been. He would have told me my lights were off.
Would he?
Well, he wouldn't have seen me if my lights were off.
Ooh, yeah, because cars are very tiny and small without
Tail
the lights. No, those don't exist.
And he was like a mile in front of me.
Yeah, without lights, the cars are invisible. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, what do you have for us today, John Boy?
Me? I'm just the intern.
Oh, no, because you're Mia's boyfriend,
I'm
and we know.
I'm Mia's girlfriend.
Yeah, you're Mia's girlfriend.
Hey. Hey. Hi, baby.
And we know women.
You're going to say what? What? Wait, so.
And she brought. And I don't think she made anything. I think you just brought
her
here.
I have one story.
Dude. You go first. She'll be the kicker.
Tom. I'm also going to have Mia answer this, too. I will, too, as I always do, because I'm just, you know, I'm all.
Shut the fuck up. Just answer. Just ask the fucking question.
You're an intern.
Okay, Tom, would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join your parents in an unprotected threesome once every 5 years that lasts 30 minutes? But after the third time you guys have sex, your mother becomes emotionally invested in you.
I just want to say I gave him that bit.
No.
I don't fucking listen to it.
I switched it up though, that last part.
We discussed it together. We made that.
I'll just blow my brains out.
No, you can't. No.
Who said I can't?
I
you
hate
didn't...
people who do those with questions.
I would fuck
it. I hate people who do that with questions.
I'd watch every day.
Yo, you're gross. You're gross.
Yeah, all right, answer.
All right, now, I gotta think of the pros and cons.
Okay. So, right, it's not your father because he's dead. So, it has to be your mom's new boyfriend who you don't like, too. So, what now?
No, because it says parents. So,
that includes anyone that is currently in the parental figures.
He's not!
Yes.
Technically,
I'll fucking punch him in his little stupid face.
That doesn't change the fact that you'd have to have
sex. That's why your mom fell in love with you.
I think I'm going to join just so, like, every day for the rest. I'm doing the sex once every 5 years. I'm doing it.
I feel like it's worse for me because I have my dad, my stepmom, and my mother.
That's just an orgy. That might be lit.
He's making sense.
That's lit. And your mom's a fox.
You haven't seen my stepmom.
She's a Karen, right? She got, like, the little cut?
No.
Is she a behemoth? I was picturing, like, this little slender Karen.
She was before she stopped smoking cigarettes.
Please tell her to get back on stones.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start smoking crack to lose weight.
I'll buy her cigarettes for Christmas. Parliament.
Do you want to join me, bud? We're going to smoke crack to lose weight.
I think I've talked about this a long time ago on the old show.
Really?
I have. I've mentioned about how, yo, it would be lit, like, just smoking crack and you just get mad skinny.
Or
a
meth?
Fun way to lose weight. Back in the 1800s, you could just take a little pill that had a tapeworm egg in it.
Yeah.
I probably have tapeworms, honestly.
My sister has mentioned before, she's like, it would be kind of lit to have a tapeworm.
Eat.
Yeah, people, that was the weight loss pill. And then they'd give you a second one once you reach that weight to kill the tapeworm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, why don't we
don't we do that
now? I
want
worms. Yeah.
I don't want crabs.
I want mixed tapeworms. No. Actually,
Logan
and I... Oh, you
want crabs?
Logan and I were looking up crabs, because I don't know why. I forgot. I think we were looking up to see, like, what happens if they go unprotected. You become scaly.
You want to protect the crabs.
Yeah. Protect the crabs. We can't eat crabs anymore. You boil them alive. It's fucked up. Protect the crabs.
You don't have to boil them alive.
I fry them alive.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of lobsters. Lobsters, you don't have to boil them alive.
I don't know how to fucking cook crabs.
What can you cook besides milk and cereal? Can you cook an actual meal?
Yeah, it depends what you want me to cook. Well, I can cook a burger. I can cook a burger. I can cook chicken.
That doesn't count.
Why
kind
not?
Of chicken? Like, what are you doing?
Put it on a grill.
How do you season it?
You know.
His Irish is showing right now. Oh,
salt
God.
And pepper. Some whatever the seasoning you could buy at the store is.
Mia, what are you fucking your parents or are you watching them have sex?
They probably don't have that much longer left, so probably the sex.
That's smart.
My parents are definitely older. My mom had me when she was like 37.
She pulled a Mick Jagger.
Not quite. He's 78. But
I don't know. She looks 20. She's bad. Yeah, so I was wondering what a blow-up doll feels like the other day.
Plastic?
Just like plastic, yes.
That's why I think it's crazy that people actually buy them and use them.
They're cheap.
I might buy one.
You should.
I'm really curious. Internet Phantoms Network.
It's just plastic and lube, honestly.
That sounds
like...
awful.
I know.
But I'm curious. I bought my ex's little brother. He was like 14.
You bought
him a blow up doll?
Little brother.
Yeah. I bought some.
Oh, wow. You bought him.
No, I thought it was hilarious. It was called like Big Betty. It was a fat lady blow up doll. It was mad silly.
Why haven't I gotten?
So, yeah, you know, thinking about buying a blow up doll.
You get kids blow up dolls. We get it.
We're having a threesome with it, babe.
All right, Mia, what do you have to bring to the table today?
Yeah.
There's actually some really interesting news that are out. You know Nikocado Avocado?
For the
Not
win,
at huh? all.
No.
Oh,
not
man.
At all. He's this really nice guy on YouTube. He eats a lot of food for people.
I'm just going to show him. Be real. Tell him what it's like. That's Nikocado smooching his boyfriend. And they just sit there and eat all those noodles.
Yeah, so Nikocado
so
gorges himself, just fucking stuffs his face. And recently, there's one of his videos is going to be played in a court of law for
this is his asshole.
A murder. Oh yeah, he has an OnlyFans too. Oh my god,
that's his asshole. So Nikocado Avocado is a fat piece of shit who does mukbangs, and he's like he's not okay in the head. He's definitely fucked up in the
brain.
He's
like Chris Chan.
On his way. He's on his
way.
He is.
He's
definitely.
Like Chris Chan if he didn't go too far.
If he wasn't autistic.
And didn't fuck his mother.
Well, we don't know.
I think we all know.
What if that's why he started eating?
Okay.
Oh, you mean we know Chris Chan fucked his mother. We don't know if Avocado fucked
What if him indulging himself so with so much food was his way of escaping from reality of.
Raping his mother.
Well, it might not have been rape. He might have fucked her drunk and then was like, oh, shit.
Maybe
he has to have sex with her
every 5 years.
And now she's emotionally attached.
Yup.
And that's why he eats.
Yeah, case closed.
All right.
There's a new case that's opened.
Yeah, there is a new case.
So what is
that's
this case?
So there was a murder that took place recently, and a woman got stabbed to death by her husband.
Back in March.
Yeah, in March. And Nikocado Avocado was filming a mukbang with his boyfriend. They're eating,
It was Burger King.
It was Burger
Hell
King.
Hell yeah.
They were eating the chicken nuggets.
It was a burger bang.
It was a burger bang.
Burger bang.
I'll fuck a sandwich.
Do one.
In the middle, in the middle of the video. In the middle of the video, you can hear the murder happening.
You can hear the screams.
It was outside of his house?
It was the same apartment building that they're in. And now that family of the woman who got murdered gets to watch Nikocado Avocado's video in a court of law, hearing her screams while she's getting stabbed while they're eating Burger King chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That is evidence.
That's legal evidence.
Yep.
For the rest
that
of history.
Is...
Honestly, yeah. It'll be cemented in history. The dude's clear now. He's documented now, you know? What an animal.
I don't think anyone was going to...
What?
I don't know.
No, it's just, you know... You can
I wish Nikocado killed her. That would make
Maybe
for
he
a
did.
Crazy
he set it
story.
All up.
Instead, all we got to see is his asshole.
What do you mean, all we got to see? We got to see his asshole! You're going to say it like that?
For free!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Paid for that shit? Fuck that guy.
I got a question for both of you.
Let's hear it.
What three things would you buy at the grocery store to make the guy who is checking you out think you're a freak?
You asked me this last episode, and
No, I asked you in the car, you fucking retard.
I don't remember. Post-nut fog. Yeah, cucumber, cooking spray, eggs.
And what are you doing at the checkout line?
I'm licking my lips.
I'd probably have to go with mayonnaise, Windex, and a butternut squash.
Why did she know that so fast?
Autism. She's been thinking about this for weeks.
All right.
What are you getting?
A melon scooper, plastic sheets, and
I thought we had
bleach.
To get food.
Who said it had to be food? I just said the grocery store.
Can I change my answer?
Plastic sheets? Are those at the grocery
plastic
store?
It's for food. For food.
No, they're for old women.
Shit, for plastic so you can
you
wrap food in.
Saran wrap?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sure, plastic sheets, you know?
Plastic sheets. I think I actually said this.
You said the same thing.
I'm going to get a love novel.
Oh, one of those shitty ones by the crossroads.
Yup. I'm going to get a love novel. I'm still getting a cucumber. And I'm getting a tub of butter. Yeah.
Is it actual butter or is it?
You can't believe it's not butter.
No, that's the best question all episode.
This is a thought provoker.
It's like, I can't believe it's not butter because it's softer.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah.
Majin.
I'm gonna go up to the register. I'm gonna go, boys night. Actually, we should do that.
I'll do it.
And then we high five. we should do that.
I'll do it. Fuck it.
What do I have? Oh, that's good. Cum swapped last night. Didn't like it.
I didn't need to know that.
I wrote it down. I thought it'd be funny.
How did you feel about it, Mia?
I mean, it was all right. It was all right.
It was so salty.
You guys are doing it again, I guess.
I'll have to be really drunk. It was, and especially because it's in the porns, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, because it's not you.
Yes,
because you're not eating your own nut.
Not only that, but because I just busted. I don't want to do anything except for have a cigarette and play a Fortnite game after that. You know?
And that's why you're the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah. Whoa. So, you know, I got that. You guys wanted me to say topics because it's Tom's show. It's my show now.
Nah, fuck it. You're the intern. My show. Get out of here.
Oh, Tom. Oh, actually, no, never mind.
You told me you had questions and you just haven't asked them.
This is a question. So Mia told me last night that it's not normal to, like, get cold water thrown on you, like, by your parents if you're not getting up for school or, like, getting the door hinges taken off. Is that not mad fucking normal type of shit? Yo, you have no say. You got beat.
Why'd you ask?
Well, because I thought he was going to agree. I'm like, well, if he got beat, then this is nothing.
Yeah, I just can't. That didn't happen. You know, it was worse.
I always thought that was just.
Do you know how fucked up my door frame is in my room from getting broken?
So that counts as taking it off the hinges.
Oh, you can kick my door and the whole door frame will just come apart. My door opens.
That's mad silly. So, Tom, you have a twin sized bed.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
How old are you really, Tom?
Times that by, never mind, add 10 to that.
Just say, just reverse.
Nah,
the
they have to do the math.
Dumb fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm more than 21, asshole.
What? February.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
Respect
right.
me.
That's right.
January, asshole.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, Tom. So, okay, so you have a twin sized bed. You're like
why is this still going on?
You're like
yeah.
a 6'3 behemoth. And you've been talking to the girl from the Tinder segment back in the day.
Right, she has a queen size bed. It ain't fair.
I'm sure she's starting to become afraid of you.
Everybody's afraid of me.
But I'm wondering that, like, what if you guys are getting real serious, right? And then she like confides in you because she just says she's like, I'm real into farts, like sexually. She wants you to like rip ass in her face, and she's just. She snorts that shit with, like, a fucking rolled-up dollar bill and everything. Oh, if she was massively into it, would that be a deal-breaker? Like, y'all are, like, 4 months in, and
I she's think
like,
so.
Really?
I'd get so soft from that. That's not
that's
even funny.
What I
like,
said.
Like, if you want to suck a fart on my asshole through a fucking rolled-up dollar bill, that's just fucking...
But,
I'd be like, no.
But what if... Okay, but what if it's because after she... snorts a fart out your ass, then she eats your ass, and then you're getting hard.
She didn't say this at first, and
I
might
it.
Be
I
able
just
to live with that.
What would be the absolute deal breaker if she was like, I love this? Like, what's the most tame that would be like, I can't do that?
Oh, shit. Not doing anything with shit.
What about you, babe?
The feet thing just isn't...
Like, what about them?
Oh, yeah. Feet's weird, but I think I can still live with
sucking
feet.
Sucking them? Getting them sucked?
Sucking toes.
I think I can...
I could probably work around it, but, like, it's not...
Well, around you sucking toes?
No.
Who's sucking toes?
The guy.
You are.
I sucked toes once.
And he's doing it again.
No, I'm not. No, because it was brought up and I was like, is that even, like, what does that even
do for someone?
What does that do for anybody? It was kind of like the time I got my nipples licked, because I was like, what does it do? And yeah, I even asked, I was like, well, and she's like, I don't get it. And I was like, me fucking either.
Why do we try?
I just like having stories. I think they're funny. Yeah. Like, let me think. What are we going to do that's going to be silly? Oh, yeah, we're going to have the blow up doll threesome.
No, I'm going to film you.
Right?
For OnlyFans. Mm. I'm going to explore.
You guys going to watch this video? I think it relates.
Wait, new segment?
Oh, it's part of this segment, kind of.
Oh, this is part of the segment.
Would you do this?
I'm not. What is this? Okay,
Yeah, how heavy is that, huh? Oh, you're little.
Okay, so listeners, Tom showed us a video of a obese woman. An obese woman. There's a man on his hands and knees, and she is lifting up her gargantuan tummy and plopping it down. If I was dating this gargantuan woman and she's like, I love doing this, I think I'd say whatever. No, I'm not getting anything out of it, but if it's what the broad likes and I was that into her, I think I'd be like...
You can probably tolerate
it. I just thought it was funny as fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious. I could tolerate that. I would probably get annoyed. Like, how long is she doing this for?
Oh, I don't know. The video's only like 30 seconds. But that's just one clip of it.
I wouldn't do it for more than 4 minutes. Cause now I'm just bored.
Yeah, I've been on my hands and knees. This hurts.
Like,
she's
gushing all by herself, fucking slapping me with her fucking meat. That came out.
So who is this woman?
I came out wrong.
In quotes.
I came out wrong. Yeah. So Tom, did I ever tell you about the anime love triangle I accidentally was on MySpace?
No. But I want to hear it.
So, I was fat and ugly, 13-year-old boy.
Still are.
Yeah, well, I'm older now. And...
So am I, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy, babe.
Drawing the line.
You're a pedophile, Mommy. I'm sorry.
Nah, not into it.
He's the opposite of Andy Milonakis.
Yeah, I got the Benjamin Buttons. You want to touch my Benjamin Buttons?
Well, the girl at the liquor store said you look like a minor, so.
Yeah, she did, that stupid
slut. Did she clarify,
slut.
Like, a minor versus a minor?
I think she thought I looked like a rugged coal miner.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what coal miner dyes their hair red.
The gay ones. Mommy. A daddy. Dad. Right, I forgot. Yeah. You're my boyfriend, babe. So, all right. Picture this, right? Scene. 13 years old, right? I'm on the internet. I just jerked off in the bathroom, probably. And I'm ugly looking. I ain't taking selfies and shit. So, I got anime profile photos.
Which anime character?
It was all different ones sometimes, but then at one point...
Your favorite.
What was the one you got into the love triangle? What was your picture at that point?
Well, I know the name was, like, Uni-san. So, I remember the name. The photo... Fuck. I used specifically, like, photos from, you know, the prince from, Katekyo Hitman Reborn?
No.
I think I know what you're talking
about. The prince with the knives?
The one who's on the...
The other family.
Yeah,
he was
guy
badass
with the
stripes.
Guns.
I just said with the knives.
Yeah, no, the one he's on the team with the guy with the guns.
Oh, I think so. I don't remember. I gotta watch that show again. But anyway.
Great show.
So
I know who you're talking about though.
I met this kid. He was like 17 or something. Supposedly. He could have been like a 40-year-old man.
And you were 13?
I was 13.
And he was 17.
Yes. No one knew my age.
Yeah, but was it a guy or a girl?
This one was a guy, supposedly, you know.
So
no, there's no photos, all anime photos. So this was a guy, and then he had a girlfriend. It was something Chan. She used a lot of cat-eared photos, and they were dating. I became super good friends. I was honestly really good friends with them. I talked to both of them like almost every day. It was cool. Then they broke up. months later, right? Now, I'm still friends with both. Now, the guy was very heartbroken. He definitely was broken up with. He definitely cried about this anime girl he never met. He didn't like seeing me comment and like talk back and forth to her. Then she got feelings for me. This 13-year-old boy. I think I baited adults into fucking falling for me on MySpace.
Sounds like you.
Well, they didn't know your age, but still.
That's absolutely how
old,
absurd.
Do you know how old she was?
I think she was like 16, 17 also. Might have been 18. There were a... Yeah.
Just remember it was your fault.
It was totally my fault, and I'll do it again.
You're the reason they broke up.
Oh, maybe. I hope I was. That's funny.
I still want to know what your picture was.
I don't remember. It would just be random anime.
You're a failure.
I know. Listen to the story I'm fucking telling. Of course I
you
am.
You mean, that's heroic, dude. You made two people break up.
Kind of lit. There were a couple who did kind of catch feelings for me. A couple of anime girls. Cover your ears, babe. Couple of anime girls.
He still
girls.
Talks to them on MySpace.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
said
yeah.
every day he meant it.
You know how happy I was when I heard Justin Timberlake was buying MySpace? I was like, yes! It's rejuvenated.
Jerking off to his photos was worth it.
Ew, I wonder if any of them flicked their fucking bean to my
Probably.
Anime character.
Probably.
Tom. What's... Let me think. Are you ever going to get a full-sized bed?
Yeah, probably.
When?
Soon.
Beds cost a lot.
You can get them cheap. My bed was like $200.
Oh, that's why.
Maybe three. I love that bed. It's so hard. It is. It's a very firm bed.
It's all right.
I like it.
Honestly, there's one in my basement. I just don't feel like moving it.
My
Not, I don't even know if there's one in my basement,
your
honestly.
Your feet
but...
definitely hang off, don't they?
No, I'm chilling.
He just dangles his little feet like a girl.
No, he does the...
I sleep in the fetal position. Sitting upright, not even lying on my side. Sitting upright, the knees held to my chest, just perfectly upright and straight.
Tom, what's the craziest segment you can come up with right now or have written down?
Craziest segment. What are your feelings on fights at a bar or outside of a bar?
Are you still hung up on that?
Yeah, I am, and honestly,
where else
deep.
Are they supposed to happen?
I know. Like, I was like, yeah, if I get into a fight with this kid, that's life.
You know, Chris Chan.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Talk about Chris
he
Chan.
He always used to say that he hates drinking because it starts fights. Yep. He was a very big advocate for not drinking or smoking cigarettes. and fucking his mom. Took his mom to prom.
He did?
Yes, he did. Fucked her, what, 15 years later?
What, oh, well. What a, might what have got a, her drunk that night. We don't
what
know.
What a long-term storyteller.
He waited out that long.
He did it all on purpose.
Didn't it start with him trying to find a girlfriend?
It did.
And then he just ended up raping his mother?
Well, no, he supposedly transitioned into a woman to try to find a lesbian lover. He thought it would be easier. It only... became much worse. He has dressed up as a juggalo. He has done blackface. He has painted his body like Sonic. The man is a real enigma. I love it. Listeners.
Yeah, you love him too. We get it.
Listeners, watch on YouTube Chris Chan, A Comprehensive
Don't
History.
Watch it.
It's not called that
by
anymore.
Gino. No, it was an April Fool's joke. I'm a
That's
fucking
hilarious.
Idiot. Yeah, it was an April Fool's
you
joke.
You fucking pranked me on April Fool's, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I got out of bed and everything.
I gave Tom a great little startle. Told him my ex was at my work
cutting
threatening
her wrists.
To kill herself and shit. It was a good prank. Tom, last segment. You gotta go out with a bang.
Oh, I got fucking nothing, bud.
What's the first position you're gonna do with that girl you've been talking to when you take her virginity? You have a twin bed and she's a virgin. You people are fucking children. My God, Tom. Bring us out. No, bring us out with a fucking intro. Be a man. Get main. Get main. Ooh, that's a good beast. That's a good beast impersonation. Babe, can you top that?
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm gonna try. Belle, let me fucking come in your butt. They obviously had sex. Does he become a prince? A person?
He was one before that. So
does
yeah.
she fall in that? This whole film's about bestiality.
It's about furries.
Oh
exactly.
Wow, that's why Disney's fucked. And now they're indoctrinating children to rape them later. It's fucked. They're happening in Disney. Like they're putting new laws.
Oh,
in Disney.
I know there is a lot of shit though. Back in the day, that a lot of pedophiles would be hired by Disney. I mean, unknowingly.
A lot of Nazis too.
Yeah. No one's gonna high five me.
What if Hitler didn't exist?
I'll always say this. There's always two sides of a coin. There could have been a worse Jewish person, maybe.
Yeah, I just like
that is a possibility. I mean, I don't know how you're gonna get worse than Hitler. Pretty bad, but it's not impossible.
So if he didn't exist, do you think how much do you think the world would change?
Well, I know the banks would be different. Zing! Come on.
I'm angry.
Bring us out.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck off this podcast. I'm going to beat the fuck out of somebody at Burger Ooh. King. All right.
Oh, God.
First one I fucking see getting fucking swung on. All right. I'm going there right now. I'm putting a lid on this to go fuck him up.
To go fuck him.
Yeah, in the ass.
There you go.
Great.